All right. We always start with the guest going first, so we'll start with your number 10 there, Zach.
Do we want to intro this thing?
No, I'm just we're starting right here. We're not going to follow like we've done every 90-plus other episodes we've done, Sean.
Okay, I'm just going to cough them.
We're going to do this completely different.
All right.
So are we already in?
No. He's being asshole. Cut that
okay,
one.
Okay, good.
Welcome to the Nerdlist, episode 87. I'm John.
And Sean.
I'm Zach.
Woo, woo, woo. You know it. And now you play his intro music.
Oh, radio, tell me everything you know.
I like to sing with the radio. I like to play it real loud. I like to drive with the top down, rolling like thunder, always drawing the crowd. Every babe's gonna want a piece of me. Yeah.
Just wrestling references that I don't understand.
Non-stop.
But you should play his music right there.
We pretty much talk about wrestling before every show.
Dude, how awesome would that be, seriously, if you played his intro music? You should do it.
Okay.
Hey, so by the way, I have not seen Monday Night Raw, but I heard Jericho was crying.
Yeah, my... we do this every time. Sorry, Zach.
Yeah, sorry.
No, it's fine. Go ahead.
It was raining. And my satellite cut out right in the middle. Just as he put his head down to start to cry, my satellite just...
Oh, it stinks.
So it came back out as he was walking back out the entrance ramp.
He didn't talk again, I heard.
No, he did. I'm pretty sure that he didn't. Yeah.
And he said he didn't.
But the Brodus Clay thing was awesome. You need to look at that. Anyway, back onto our list. For those of you who don't remember, we had Zach on an earlier episode. He is from the show Nice Man Podcast. And he was on a show where we did the Batman versus Spider-Man one.
And I was so bad on that show. It was like embarrassing. Please don't go back and listen to me. Listen to the guys. They're awesome. I'm terrible.
No way. But now we're dipping a little more into your forte here. Movies. You're always trying to talk movies on your show with Brian. And he's always bored out of his mind. And I'm always like, no, keep going. Because I've gotten some great movie suggestions from you talking on that movie.
I'm Brian? Is that what we're saying?
You're Brian?
Yes,
bored like on movies.
Mind. I do. You're right.
You tell me movies to watch too, Sean.
That's true.
Usually older movies, but still, nothing wrong with that. All right, Zach. So kick us off with your number 10, and I forgot to say what the list is. So the list is the best or favorite movies of 2011.
Now I have a question for you before we get started, even.
Yeah.
So say you don't get, because I have a long list of movies that I actually haven't seen this year yet, or last year I should say, that would probably make my list. Would you include those in the best of 2011? Or because you're seeing them in 2012, would you put it on that list?
Well, I haven't seen a lot of movies that I did not put on my list. So put it that way. Like for example, I haven't seen Conan.
I think you have that on your list?
No.
And you haven't seen it?
I don't have it on my list because I haven't seen it.
Zach, really, this thing goes all kinds of crazy ways, because I think I have an idea of what our topic is, and then Sean comes somewhere out of left field with something completely different.
Yeah, I do not have Conan on my list, but I know it would be had I seen it. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, the way it went through in my mind was that if the movie came out in 2011, that's what should be included on the list. And I stuck with on mine just movies that I had seen. List of ones that I haven't seen that I'll maybe mention, hey, I want to see that, but
I was just asking more of an opinion question. Like, what if I see a movie that I haven't seen yet? Like, I haven't seen The Tree of Life, and like that's almost everyone's number one of the year. Like, everyone loves that movie. Would I include that on my best of 2012 list, or would I include it on my 2011? Maybe next week when I finally see it.
I've never even heard of Tree of Life.
I have not either.
Good, good. We can talk about that later. I'll just go with my number 10. I'm confusing everyone.
Okay.
Yes.
Number 10 is The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. I haven't read the books. Those are like, you know, everyone's reading them. And there's also the Swedish versions, but this is like the David Fincher version. He directed Fight Club, so he's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Did either of you see it?
I have not, but I want to. 2.
Yeah, I've been putting this off and putting it off because I plan to watch the Swedish version on Netflix. And I've been putting it off even longer because my wife is in the middle of reading the book right now, and she wants to finish the book before we watch a Swedish movie, before we watch the new one.
By the way, John, has your wife got into Hunger Games yet? Sorry, I'm changing the subject.
She's already read them all.
Okay, my wife is almost through with the third book, and she loves it.
Awesome.
Continue.
I like both of your wives read those books. I have Brian who read them. Literally embarrassing.
I heard you talking about it on the last show. You say it's crap from the Wikipedia?
Yeah, I read those wikis. I'm allowed to do that.
Jiminy Christmas.
So should I talk about this movie a little more, or nay?
Yes.
I mean, it's a good movie. Keeps a nice tone throughout, and I like David Fincher in his directing. Daniel Craig, James Bond, is in the leading role. He does a pretty fantastic job. And then the best role is this girl named Rooney Mara. She was in The Social Network. She was, like, dating Jesse Eisenberg in the beginning of the movie. And she's amazing. Like, she's all over the trailers and, like, all over the internet, and she might be up for an Oscar. She was great. But I had one problem with this movie. I'm not going to spoil it for anyone, but it was a casting problem with the antagonist. Because when he immediately appeared on screen, I was like, that's the bad guy. And I've never read the books or knew anything about it. And I called it.
Was that, you think that was the fault of the actor, not the way either the cinematographer or the writers set it up?
I think it was a casting problem. It's like, okay, this, I don't want to ruin it. It's like, this guy I only see as a bad guy.
Oh, like he always plays bad guys, and so.
Yeah, so you see his face, you're like, oh, okay, well, I know he's bad. And the whole time I was like hoping he wasn't, and they were going to like prove me wrong, but then he turned out to be bad, and I was like, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
It was a sweet movie, though. It was really good. It was very suspenseful and interesting. It's very graphic, though, so if you don't want to see a graphic movie, I would suggest not seeing it.
Now, I was talking with some of the guys that I play tennis. I play tennis with a group of guys every Tuesday. And I heard one of them talking about it, and he was mentioning nudity or something in it, and I just couldn't hear what he was saying. He was saying something about don't take your kids to it or something like that. And I said, "What's wrong with the movie?" He goes, "Ain't nothing wrong with the movie." So,
yeah, I saw it with my grandparents, my parents, and my sister.
So
please don't do that. Oh, don't do that.
All right. Sean, go for it. Number 10.
My number 10 is Planet of the Apes. The new Planet of the Apes.
It's called Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
Because Planet of the Apes, I believe, came out in 2002, 2001, the remake with, what's his name?
You're pulling out the Tim Burton one already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Marky Mark?
1969 was the original? Coincidence, I actually watched that 2 days ago.
Well, it's still good. You just got to admit, that new one was pretty dang good.
I liked it.
That was pretty cool. It kind of linked everything together at the beginning. Yeah.
I'll say that it may make an appearance later in my list. So you
remember. All right. Yes. Well, I wish I'd have gone my gut on the other one, but I didn't. So that's okay.
So when, like, British-type people do the American accent, it really throws me off.
Oh, with Malfoy?
Yes. I saw him. I was like, that guy looks just like Malfoy. Looks just like him. And then after I look up IMDb, I was like, oh, that is Malfoy. But he didn't sound like Malfoy.
His accent was so bad. So bad.
I got that one for Christmas on Blu-ray, but I need to go back and rewatch it.
I watched it at the movie, and then I watched it on the plane coming home from Canada.
Like some kind of hoser there, eh?
Yeah, actually it was on twice because we had to stop and change planes. Then it was on again.
So you really did your research on this one, huh, Sean?
Yeah, I did. Even though it has James Franco, who I think is a horrible actor in it.
He is not good.
No, he's definitely pretty craptacular.
He was good in Milk, though.
I haven't seen Milk.
I was about to bring up another movie, but I don't know if it might be on someone's list. Or was that last year's?
Spider-Man? Oh, the 28 Days or whatever?
The
one where he's hiking and falls into the cabin?
One.
Yeah, what is that? 127 hours?
Okay, so it must not be on your list. So yeah, no. I heard, didn't do like a really good job supposedly on that one?
Yeah, but one movie doesn't make you a good actor.
That's true. Oh, that changed my mind with Ben Affleck on The Town.
Well, that's true, but Spider-Man, I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, okay. Point taken.
At least Ben Affleck had Daredevil where he wasn't awful in it.
Bridge battle scene. I like that.
James Franco has been horrible and everything. Yes, yes, Bridge Battle Scene was awesome.
Yeah.
And it's got the dude from Andy Xerxes. He's so freaking cool.
I don't know who that is.
He was Smeagol in Lord of the Rings. He was Caesar.
You mean Andy Serkis?
Whatever the crap his name is.
Xerxes.
Xerxes. Yeah, it's the king from 300. Yeah, he don't listen to our show. It's okay.
No, it's okay. I am catching up. Don't judge me.
Xerxes or Serkis?
Serkis.
Okay.
There you go. That's what I said.
So Serkis doesn't listen, but Xerxes does.
Yes.
That's good.
All right, John.
All right, my number 10. Now, I don't know what kind of a rise I'm going to get on this one, because I know a lot of people do not like this series, and I'm not a huge fan of the first two. However, Transformers 3 makes my number 10 spot. I think it's just a visually captivating movie, and I think they finally did the action right in this one. Like, it doesn't look like a giant blur.
I'm with you, John. I really enjoyed the movie, but I hate the name. Dark of the Moon. It just ticks me off. Why isn't it Dark Side of the Moon?
I think they originally planned for it to be that, and then because of copyright issues, they had to change it. I think the first trailer might have actually said Dark Side of the Moon.
I think you're right. I really do, because I've heard it. I don't know.
And then they got in huge trouble. Pink Floyd was going to sue, so then I don't know what happened. They had to change it.
But yeah, excellent, excellent movie. It really was. I thought the action sequence at the end of the movie was friggin' awesome. But there's so many holes in it, and it really ticked me off. For example, when the plane crashed, did that little thing die? I mean, it didn't explain it. You know, I don't know.
The little robots wheelie and
yeah, yeah. And where were the twins at? Why weren't they in this one?
Because they were annoying in the second.
They were annoying. You're absolutely correct. But you know, where are they at?
They were also super racist.
Yeah, and I hated the fact that Ironside just got destroyed. He did. He got messed up.
I hate that, but then I also like it because I like it a lot of times when they kill a main character because it sets you on edge. You don't know what they can do. Like when they killed Jazz in the first one.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you can bring Optimus back, but you can't bring the other ones back.
Yeah, that's true. And they brought Megatron back, too, from being under the ocean.
Yeah, I do like the way, though, that they're like saying, okay, there is no more of these because we are killing off all the main characters. All the main bad guys. Goodbye, Starscream. Quickly.
I didn't actually see it. So you're saying it was like legitimately good? Or was it like mostly for the action? Like were the dramatic parts of the movie like fine?
I don't watch those movies at all for the story. It's because I watched completely because I grew up with Transformers and I want to see big robots fight.
Okay,
yeah.
And I could see them fighting and like make sense of what was going on as opposed to the first two where it just...
You know, I really liked the first one. I thought the first one was really good.
And then the second one.
The second one was not very good. Except for Optimus killing like 15 things in a row. That was kind of cool. But I thought this one, the action, by far the best action of all of them.
Yeah.
Extremely good action scene.
I'll have to see it just for that.
Yep.
Was that New Girl good in it?
She was hot.
Yeah, that's really all
that matters. Dating Jason Statham.
Is she? Oh, really? She is?
Yeah.
Was she like 20 years younger than him?
Yeah, he's just like...
You're going to say something about it, John? He's going to kick your butt.
Bring it. That took 6 years of Taekwondo.
Yeah. I can't wait for Expendables 2.
National Taekwondo champion at the age of 9, Sean. Of course, now I can't lift my leg past my waist, but...
Yeah. You know, the guy kicked... The guy in the game Monday, the national championship, got $10,000 if he could kick a 40-yard field goal.
Did he do it?
He had five tries. Heck no! I was like, dude...
Five tries?
I was like, I'd let John do this for me, because... off a tee! Off a tee!
Wow.
Like, I guarantee you could put that sucker through the uprights on one try.
I'd get it.
You'd probably pull your hamstring, but you
do. Oh, I would.
$10,000 is good.
Got something to cover the medical bills. All right, Zach, number 9.
Number 9, I'm cheating here. I'm really cheating. You guys might get mad at this, but I have two movies. It's a tie.
No.
There's no way, because if you only hear half the things Sean pulls on this show.
You know what? How do you have a tie at number 9?
I couldn't do it.
Having a tie at number 10, but not number 9. Why don't you just take off your 10 and put one at 10 and one at 9?
I couldn't pick between the two. I don't know. I thought about this for so long and I couldn't do it. And I was like, whatever, I'm going to cheat and put two at number nine. It's X-Men First Class and Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
I'm glad that you have the Harry Potter movie, because every time I do one of these lists, my wife is like, hey, what's your list this time? And I tell her, and she's like, you better have this. And I'm like, you don't even listen to the show. What are you talking about?
That's right. My wife has no idea what the list is.
She was talking about Harry Potter, definitely, and I enjoyed it. I was like, it made my honorable mention, Sonny. But
well, let's talk about X-Men, because that movie is on my list a little higher.
Mine also.
Well, do you want to hold off until it's we get to your number?
Let's go ahead and hit it now.
Yeah.
Well, I like the director. It's Matthew Vaughn. He produced a bunch of Guy Ritchie's movies, and I really like Guy Ritchie. Well, the original Snatch and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. But, like, he's a really good director, too, surprisingly. And, like, this movie, coming off of the third one, which was, like, the worst movie ever, not only just worst X-Men movie, it was, like, a horrific movie itself.
Yeah, like, it was pretty bad.
Finally, Sean. it was like a sweet X-Men movie, you know?
No, I did not like the third one. I liked the origin.
You were so full of crap. You were just singing the praises of Remy LeBeau. What's his
face? That was not the third one. That was the origins of Wolverine. The third one was the one with Beast.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
One where Magneto got stabbed in the chest. That was horrible.
Oh, that movie. Yeah. Oh, but I really liked Michael Fassbender as Magneto. He was like the best, the best ever.
Yeah, I like the casting.
He's come a long way since 300.
Oh, he's the one who did the jump?
He was Stelios, yeah.
Okay.
I did not watch this at the theater because I did not think I was going to like it. My wife rented it, and I was like, eh. And then I watched it, and I was like, dude. You know, the best thing to me is the quarter. When he has that quarter and he's slowly putting it in that guy's head, that was flipping awesome, or whatever that thing was, the coin.
Yeah. I enjoyed the heck out of this movie. It surprised me also. I didn't go in expecting a lot, but walking out of that, I was like, wow, that was probably the best comic book movie there will be this year. And I don't think I was wrong.
I do.
Well, that's because you're a confused young man.
We'll get to that. I haven't seen any, I don't know, maybe I've seen a couple, but I don't have any other comic book movies anywhere at the top of my list past this point. So I don't know if, I don't think I've seen any of the other ones. But we'll have to discuss them when we get there.
So as for the Harry Potter one, I think you've read a lot of the books, but not all of them, right?
See, I don't know. I jumped around. I read a few of them. Doesn't matter. I think this was, like, the movie is really good, and it was made a lot better than a few of the others. Like, I really like the third one, like Azkaban. That movie is amazing. But then it kind of got a little droopy in the middle there, and like the first couple were really bad too. But like, I don't know if this is more nostalgia or just, you know, it's coming to an end, but it was a really good movie on its own, too, I thought.
Mm-hmm. I like this one a lot. I remember I had to go to the bathroom in it, and I missed a part that I wanted to see. I could see it coming. You know when he had the big shield in front of Hogwarts?
Mm-hmm.
And they're right up there, and who was it that was standing in front, kind of like teasing everybody?
Yeah, was it, that one dude? The one that has that weird face.
Huh. Anyway, whoever that guy was, I left and I came back just, and I knew, of course you knew it was going to break right in front of him. You can just see them setting that, even if you hadn't read the books or whatever. But I was gone to the restroom. I didn't get to see that. So I saw like after the bridge was falling down.
Oh, brutal. So you gotten a chance to see it again?
No, I still haven't seen it the second time. And I just for Christmas got my wife a set of all of them on Blu-ray. So I need to go back and watch it.
Yeah, definitely do that. And it has like tiny Voldemort gross baby in heaven. That's like the craziest thing in the world.
That was creepy.
I like that
movie. You know what the best part of this movie was? The fact that there is no more.
This guy will not give Harry Potter a chance.
No.
I know a lot of people like that. That's fine. I mean, you should give the movies. Have you seen the movies at least? Some?
I've seen one of them and I did not like it at all. I think it was the second one.
See, you can't do that, though. You got to start from the beginning. And, of course, the first couple aren't going to be good.
I don't want to.
You have to. A lot of people
I have a lot of guns. Stop arguing with me.
Okay, fine.
By the way, I got another one today.
Another gun?
Yeah.
Didn't you just send me a picture of one you got, like, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I bought it for $120 or $130, sold it for $220 today at Cabela's, so I made a $90 profit of it, and then got a $400 gun for $319 minus the $90 or the. So I ended up getting it for $240, and I plan on selling it for $450 this week at the gun show.
This man's gun collection puts my comic book collection to shame.
Well, not really. I've sold so many guns. I'm selling two this weekend, and I'm going to make about $150 profit on the two.
You'll buy one the very next day.
Well, yeah, and sell it again. It's my income.
Oh. Working the system.
Dang right.
You do always make a profit out of those, though.
That little gun, man, I made a $90 profit off that little pistol.
All right, Sean. Well, let's see what kind of profit the movie companies made off of my number 9. Is that where
we're going? Well, can I go first, or are we going to go with you?
That's
next?
Right. Well, no, we're just skipping you. You spent your turn talking about guns.
My number 9 is awesome, though.
Go for it.
Hannah. Did y'all see Hannah?
The Hannah Montana movie. Oh, okay.
No.
That came out a few years ago, though, Sean.
The one with Eric Bana. Flipping freaking great. Did you see it?
I didn't. I wanted to, though.
The action is so good in this movie. Did you see it, Zach?
No, that was one of the movies that's on my list of movies to see that could possibly make this list in the future.
I did not think I was going to like this movie, but I gave it a chance because I love Eric Bana. I'm so happy I did.
And that little girl's cool. She has a crazy first name. It's like Sorizy or something. It's the craziest first name.
I don't know, but her versus Hit Girl from Badass Kick Ass would be one heck of a fight. She is freaking awesome. God, she's bad. No. Anyways, and Eric Bana is bad too, man. He's freaking tear somebody up too.
When I want to see a movie about a butt kicking female, I'm looking at either the new Underworld coming out,
yeah,
or that Haywire movie with Gina Carano.
Yeah,
yeah.
That movie's supposed to be awesome.
It looks good in the previews and all that.
You know, I've never seen an Underworld movie ever.
Really?
Not one of them. I don't know what happened. They just, like, passed by.
They're not the greatest, but they're enjoyable.
The effects look really sweet in this new one.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. And what's her face?
Kate Beckinsale?
Kate Beckinsale is always looking good.
Yes. Of course she is.
She is pretty hot.
Even after all those kids.
Does she have a lot of kids?
Lots of kids.
Okay.
Pumping them out.
Hannah, Sean. Yeah.
Hannah.
Haven't seen it.
Well, since y'all haven't seen it, there's really nothing to talk about.
No. I know it's a young girl that kicks a lot of people's butt because, her dad was part of some kind of secret organization.
Oh, yeah, but it's not really her dad. But I'm not going to say anything else.
Oh, you just... Do you need to say more?
It's her dad. It really is her dad.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it.
Okay.
Sort of.
My number 9. You can find it on this huge list. There it is. You know, I have to have some horrors on here, and this was not a good year for horrors.
No.
Just put that out there. But this one, it took it more than a horror level. It also brought some comedy in there. I went with Fright Night for my number 9. I like the original, but I think this one was way better. I like it. This is another one. I didn't go into expecting much, but I walked away very happy. I thought Colin Farrell did an excellent job on this.
And it's on my the list of I have to see movies still.
Yeah, I would be with you on that one. My mom saw this and said it was excellent. But my wife is a chicken, so I don't get to watch scary movies.
It's really not so bad. I mean, because it is more of a – it has that comedy element to it also.
Yeah.
That seems great. I worked with someone that was involved with the movie this past summer. I won't name names. I don't want to name, like, specific individuals, but I work with someone that had something to do with it. And, like, I like the person, and the movie looked great. The trailers looked sweet, and I'm going to see it eventually.
That's cool. What side of it? Like, production, post-production?
Production, yeah.
Oh, very cool.
But, I don't know. I got lucky in that for this summer, but I don't know. The movie looked awesome, and I only heard great things. Literally everyone I talked to that saw it said it was amazing. Was Colin Farrell good in it, though?
Oh, he did a great. I think he's an excellent actor overall. There's another comedy movie he was in this year, but I won't put that out there that I really liked him in because I don't know if that's going to be on somebody's list. That was really good.
Oh yeah, not on my list, but I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm talking about? All right.
I do.
Sean, I don't know if it's on you. I know. Oh, no. I just thought of another one, Sean, that I'm going to have that I know will be on your list.
That's okay.
It is okay, because it's already taken long. All right. Zach, you're up.
Oh, yeah. Number eight. I'm going to kick it into high gear. I don't want to keep this too long, man.
Oh, no. Don't make it seem like we're rushing you. I'm just – Sean and I keep rambling on about other stuff like wrestling or –
Yes.
Guns that he buys. It's nice.
I like listening to that. That's fun. You guys should keep that up. It's the best. My number eight is an independent movie. I don't think you guys saw it. It's called Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene, and it has the third Olsen in it, Elizabeth Olsen. She's the sister of the twins.
Huh.
And it's like a weird independent movie. She like gets sucked into a cult, and it kind of explains how she got sucked into it. It's a really interesting movie. Super dark and weird, but awesome.
Yep, I have not seen this movie.
Yeah, I suggest seeing it. It's weird. It's a good one, though.
Elizabeth Olsen. I think I remember you mentioning her on the show.
She's an attractive Olsen.
And I looked her up on Google. And yeah, I see it in her face. She looks just like her sisters, too.
Yeah, it's weird. She has like a tint of them in her, but she's still different. She's also she's starring in this new movie that's coming out soon. I saw the trailer on IMDb's front page the other day. It's called Silent House, and it's like an 88-minute movie that's filmed like the whole experience. I guess there's someone coming after her. I don't know if it's like a weird ghost or like a murderer, but it's like just straight 88 minutes surrounding her, and you get to experience like the entire moment of suspense.
It's like in real time?
Yeah, it's supposedly in real time, but it's not with one camera. So it like cuts, but like it feels like real time.
Oh, cool. That's very cool.
You should watch the trailer. It looks sweet.
What was that one called? The other one?
Silent House?
Silent House. All
right. I think that's right. I could be way wrong and look like an idiot, too.
That's okay.
All right, Sean, what do you got?
Oh, a movie I just seen a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know if y'all have seen it, but have y'all seen War Horse?
Nope.
No.
Oh, man, so good.
I saw that. I remember seeing the trailer a couple times, and I put that down. I remembered, and I came home and told Jennifer, hey, we need to go see this movie. It looks like it'll be pretty good. But then she heard from somebody that had a lot of like animal abuse, and
it does. But that's part of the movie.
Jennifer can't even watch the TV when those dog help those animal the Humane Society commercials come on TV.
Oh, I hate those commercials.
I know they're bad.
Yeah,
I have to change the channel every time.
Jennifer buries her head in like the couch.
Yeah,
I'm like the same as your wife. This is crazy. I like yell at my girlfriend to change the channel.
Yeah, I'm with you. But, you know, it is a good movie, and I'm not going to ruin it for you, but I'm going to tell y'all a little bit about it. The horse, it's kind of from the horse's perspective, the movie is, and the horse pretty much falls. It starts out with the British, and then it gets captured by the Germans.
The horse wouldn't happen to be named Mr. Ed, would it?
No, and then it kind of falls after the Germans. It looks like it kind of falls into the French hands, and then it looks like it falls maybe into the Austria-Hungary hands. It just goes everywhere. It seems like it covers all aspects of the war. And every time it gets there, you kind of meet the character from that, you know, army. I guess you kind of fall in with that character for a while. So it's kind of a different aspect of the war from both sides. But incredible movie, great action in it too.
Does the horse die?
I'm not going to tell you that.
Is it heartwarming?
I don't know.
Well,
no. Well, I'll tell you.
Eyes closed, Sean.
My wife cried three different times. So.
Okay. There we go.
That doesn't tell you much. What did we go watch? She was Avatar. We went and watched Avatar. She was hiding her face over the whole movie. So don't let that inform your decision there. Okay, my number eight is Fast Five. Had to put an action movie on here, and I think I have a couple, like just action movies, and I just think this one definitely delivered on the thrills. No matter how over the top a lot of it is, unbelievable or whatever, it was a fun ride through that movie, and I just like the whole Fast and the Furious series.
Mm-hmm. I just saw the fourth one finally, which was pretty fun. It wasn't amazing, but it was fun.
Yeah, I like this one a lot better than the fourth one. Like, I was excited when that one.
I heard The Rock is really, like, glistening and sweaty.
Oh, always, as he should be.
Did he put up a nice fight against Vin Diesel?
Yeah, he did. They had a pretty good fight scene there.
It seems fun. I want to see it. I haven't seen it yet, though.
It's enjoyable. They actually get out of the cars for a little while. They get a nice rooftop chase scene, which is good.
Nice.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it, but want to, just because The Rock's in it. I hate the Fast movies, but I think I'd like it because The Rock's in it.
You're ridiculous, Sean.
Yeah. That new G.I. Joe movie with The Rock looks awesome, just because The Rock's in it.
Exactly. It
the only reason it's good.
You know, I watched the first G.I. Joe the first time. I was like, this is awesome. Oh, my God, it's terrible. That's the second time I watched it.
That's how I thought you were being when you were talking about the X-Men movie there, because you sung the praises of Wolverine Origins.
Yeah, because I like Gambit.
Yeah.
I still like that one. I thought that was a decent action flick.
A lot of people hate on that one. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the third one, really.
Ooh, can't. I was fine with Wolverine.
They destroyed Beast.
Yeah.
My number seven was Rise of the Planet of the Apes, so we don't even have to discuss it.
All right. All right. My number seven, one we haven't talked about yet. Super 8. Anybody have this one?
Super Ocho. No, but there's a candy bar in Chile called Super Ocho.
Ah. Did you see it?
The candy bar?
No, the movie.
Yes. Yes, I did, and I enjoyed it a lot.
Good flick.
I saw it too. I enjoyed it too.
Totally had the alien pegged as being some big monster that was going to kill people, and was not the case. So, kind of a nice twist there.
I think I liked it a lot more when I saw it from the theater, and then, I don't know, through time I kind of didn't like it anymore. The end is super cheesy.
Yeah, I can see that. But, I thought the alien was out killing people, and he wasn't, so.
Sean, yeah. Didn't you learn from E.T. that they just want to go home, man?
Well, but then I watch Aliens and see them kill all the people on Earth, like the Predators too, so they're not all that way.
That's true. But E.T. had to do with – Spielberg was involved with that. Wasn't Spielberg involved with Super 8?
He was the producer, and J.J. Abrams directed. And it literally looked and felt like a Spielberg movie.
See? You gotta know where it's coming from, Sean. You gotta see that coming.
Have you guys seen the trailer for Prometheus? It just came out a couple weeks ago. It's this movie made by Ridley Scott, who actually made the first Alien, and it was supposed to be a prequel, or I guess the conception started out as a prequel to Alien, but then it became a thing of its own, so it's its own movie now, and it was written by one of the guys who wrote Lost, and it's like the craziest Alien movie. It looks like Alien, and it looks awesome. You should watch the trailer right after podcasting. Or if you're listening to it right now, you should pause it and watch the trailer for Prometheus. Stupid name, best movie.
Prometheus, the firebringer, right? From Greek mythology?
Sure.
Pretty sure that's what it is. That makes me think. Is he bringing some kind of like technology or knowledge or something?
Probably. I'm sure there's a lot of connections.
Oh, I'm really curious to see this now. Do the creatures, do they look like...
They kind of kept it hidden. It looks like Alien. Like, there's a lot of, like, things crawling into suits, and, like, it's crazy. It looks like a huge movie. There's, like, crazy special effects. Sorry, I just, like, went off track.
That's fine.
Okay. It happens all the time.
Guns, wrestling, dogs in the house tearing stuff up. Right, Sean?
Right.
Where are we at now?
Somebody's number six.
Am I on six?
You're number seven, because we were on the...
My number seven. Yeah. You just did your number seven, right, Sean?
Yeah, we're on your number seven.
All right, my number seven is The Mechanic.
Oh, nice. I like that movie.
I love this one. I'm not too keen on a lot of Jason Statham movies. I just think the acting isn't that great. I love the action. I'll watch them all for the action anyway. But I think this one just had everything. I think it had an excellent story. I love the twist at the end.
Yeah. What's that one dude's name, the co-star?
I don't know his name, but
I forgot his name. He's awesome. I'm going to look it up.
He did a great job.
I have not seen this movie.
Well, the Mechanic. Jason Statham
Ben
is
Foster.
Like... Ben Foster?
Yeah.
What else has he been here recently?
He was... did you ever see that movie? It's in Palm Springs. Hold on, I'm going to look at his IMDb. He was in 310 to Yuma. He played a crazy cowboy. He was awesome in that.
Ooh.
No, Sean's seen that. I have that movie. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched it yet, though.
He was actually... Oh, he was in X-Men, the third X-Men, bringing it all around. He was the Angel.
Ah, okay.
Okay, yeah, I know who what he was in. Wasn't he the dude that was in Daredevil, too? Oh, not Daredevil, the Punisher?
Yes, he was.
The dude with all the rings in his...
Yeah, that was brutal.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was in Alpha Dog. That was the movie I was trying to think of. That's a good movie.
Mm.
He's awesome in it.
But, Sean, you need to check this out, because Jason Statham's this super tough...
Do you want to watch it?
Killer for hire guy, and he...
It's going to be one when I see it on Netflix, I'm going to watch it.
Just, I'm trying to explain stuff, and you just interrupt me like three times.
I don't want to hear about it.
I wasn't going to give it all away, Sean. I was going to give it away less than what the trailer...
Give it away now.
All right. All right, Zach.
Number six, kind of cheating again. You guys are just hate my guts. I don't know. I consider this from 2011. I saw it in 2011. I don't think it came out in America until then, but IMDb says 2010. It's a movie called Submarine. It's British, and it has an amazing soundtrack. I've been talking about this a lot on my show, too. The lead singer of the Arctic Monkeys, Alex Turner, made the soundtrack for this, and it's like a British movie. It's like a coming-of-age tale. Falls in love, and like, I don't know, it's kind of sappy, but it's made really well.
Never heard of this.
You should see it. It's good. It like made its rounds through like film festivals and stuff. It's super hipster.
You talked about this one on the show?
Yeah, a little bit ago. I brought it up a couple of times, but you know, Brian doesn't care, so I don't go into too much depth.
It's true. Okay.
I have not seen this movie.
Are any of these actors in anything else, or?
No, they're all like not really well-known British actors here, at least.
Okay.
I don't know if there's any... I don't want to ruin anything. It's just, you know, it's a coming-of-age
yes.
tale about a high schooler.
Gotcha. So I just looked it up, and the website it took me to, I don't know if it's the company that made the movie or not, but I know there's an ad over here. Is New Warp Films the name of the company that does this?
Ooh, I don't know. Let me look this
so.
Up. But it's IMDb right now.
On their website right there, it shows an ad for a movie called Trash Humpers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Nice.
These very mongoloid people look like they're sitting at a bus stop. I don't know.
Oh, wow. I don't
catchy,
know if that's the right one, then.
Catchy name, though. Richard Ayoades?
Yeah, weird name, right?
Yeah. All right, I'll check that
good
one
filmmaker.
Out. My number... Six? No, you were Sean.
Sean's.
I keep skipping Sean.
Yeah, mine was X-Men.
First Class, gotcha. So I was right. I just sensed that. Now, my number six. I'm going to eat this, Sean. Bridesmaids.
Dang you! Little higher on my list. That's
not,
all right.
Not too high, right?
Just number two.
Well, I paid you back for last week.
Yes, you did.
All right, Bridesmaids. Have you seen this one, Zach?
That's my number five.
Oh, okay. Well, I ruined two people there. Hilarious.
Oh, it's awesome.
Look away!
It's like coming out of me like a lava! Oh, I broke a lot of crap. There was a dolphin down there, and he talked to me. I mean, not really talked to me, but... Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite scenes from that is at the rehearsal dinner when they're doing the speeches.
Mm-hmm.
And they're battling back and forth over who gets the last word or who says the most meaningful thing. It's just it gives me that watching The Office really awkward, uncomfortable feeling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Excellent movie.
I think my favorite part is when they're at the wedding dress shop and Kristen Wiig is standing there and she says that she's actually hungry and that she doesn't feel sick. And then all of a sudden she just starts getting like really sweaty and then she's like eating those peanuts. Funniest part ever.
Trying to act like nothing's bothering her.
Such a good movie.
Bang. Okay. So that was your number five?
Yeah, skip right over me.
Skip right over again.
My number five, then, is Green Lantern. Y'all can laugh at me if you want. I thought this movie was amazing.
I need to call Shelton so he can make fun of you.
I don't care. I loved it. Ryan Reynolds is awesome. He's one of my favorite actors. And I thought he did a good job. Thought the villain was weak, but cannot wait for the second one.
I like Ryan Reynolds, and I like the concept. I like the special effects, but this movie didn't do much for me, Sean. Huh. I had a lot of higher hopes for this.
Well, they really needed to set Sinestro as the bad guy, and they didn't. And I thought that was the crappy thing in the movie, but they're setting up for the sequel.
Oh, yeah. He's set up for the next one, though.
So.
See, I didn't see it, but the fact that I heard that Ryan Reynolds makes, like, a NASCAR drive around a track to slow down a helicopter is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life, and it, like, I immediately didn't even want to see it anymore.
But you have to understand, the ring creates whatever your mind is, so obviously it's just showing how good his mind is. I actually like that part.
Why couldn't he, like, make a giant hand and, like, grab it, and that's it? Like, it's done.
Trampoline.
Yeah, anything else other than a NASCAR track. That's crazy.
Cloud? A Care Bear cloud, right, Sean?
Yes.
Remember the story you tell every other week about the Care Bear cloud car?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to knock you too bad. It was, you probably picked, I don't know, maybe you did, but I could see you picking it for the same reason I picked Transformers 3.
Yeah.
Just, it was a visually enjoyable movie. Does that bring us back to mine? I think it does. Yes?
Yes, it does.
Okay. My number 5 is my next horror and the last horror that I have on here. Sean, do you have any guesses?
I would guess The Thing.
No. I did see that one, and it was all right. But it was a prequel to the original?
The Thing?
Yeah, did you see it?
No, I haven't seen it. Come on, John. I had my wife, you know.
That's true. Zach, did you see The Thing?
I did not. I really wanted to, though. It looked awesome.
Did you see the original?
I didn't. It's in my Netflix queue. It's like it's sitting there waiting for me.
I think I had it on my top 10 list for horror movies. The creature job that they did on that is spectacular. But this one,
pretty sure it was like number 2 on your list.
Was it?
Yeah, okay. behind a movie that I'm sure you would like to take off the number 1.
Yeah,
horror
shut
movie
your face. Anyway, that's not my number 5 though. It's Insidious.
And, oh, dude, that came out this year?
Yeah.
That should be on my list.
Oh, it was so good. I think they overdid The Fog a little bit, The Fog Machine.
Definitely.
And then when they, at the end there, when they showed the bad guy, the whole hooves walking, like that looked really silly. Other than that, yeah. I thought they did a great job of setting up scares.
I have not seen this
movie. Dude, that was one of the scariest movies I've ever seen.
I've seen it 3 times. I saw it in theater. And I saw it 2 days in a row once I bought it. So yeah, watch it once on my own.
Does
and
it
then
hold up?
With friends. I thought it was great. I mean, there's some stuff that's like kind of hidden, and I didn't notice some. And like my second time around, I noticed some things that were kind of hidden. And then the next day when I watched it with some friends, I'm like, hey, did you see that? And they're like, what? And then I rewound it and like, oh. So that's pretty cool.
It was an awesome movie. Like that, I mean, not to ruin it, but just one scare that got me, and it still makes me think about it, is when like they look into that baby's room and there's just that like person or like a shadow behind where the baby's sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? There's like a nice red lighting, I think. I haven't seen it. I only saw it in the theater once. So this is what I've made up in my mind. But like, dude, that's the scariest thing ever. That movie was so scary.
Yeah, and that arm,
I'm gonna tell you, man, I would have like 15 holes in my wall. Because that's how many bullets my Beretta holds. Just what? Saying that.
While you're watching the movie?
That shooting watching? The shadow. No, if that happened to me in real life.
Oh.
And there'd be a puddle, a yellow puddle underneath my leg or my foot.
Yeah, I've had some pretty good ideas for some pranks to pull at your house, but with as many guns are over there, I don't think that's a very safe thing to try. So I've avoided it, Sean.
Very good.
Did you ever see Dead Silence? The director also made that.
Dead
Silence. It's like a ventriloquist dummy.
Yes, I did. I saw that one in theaters with my wife.
Did you like that?
I don't remember it that well. I remember thinking it was I don't remember thinking it was great, but I don't remember thinking it was bad, but I know my wife really enjoyed it. She's creeped out by those dummies.
Same with my girlfriend, and like she thinks that's the scariest movie of all time. Like, it is really scary though. It was a good movie. It's James Wan. He made Saw also.
Like, oh, okay. Movie, so. Why does Zach sound like a Nintendo game right now?
Oh, really? I'm weird?
Just for a second there, you started cutting out. I think you're all right now, though.
Am I a robot? That'd be the
best. You're good. You're good.
You were like a retarded robot. It was kind of dragging.
Ooh, sorry about that.
Like, slowed down.
Rogers, but, discount double check.
It's fine now, and a lot of times it's done that before, and the recording thing doesn't even pick it up. I don't know.
No, we'll see.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
It's not your fault.
Is it my number four?
It is. It is.
My number four is 50-50 with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Seth Rogen, like the comedic cancer movie, and it worked really well, and I loved it, and I thought it was really good and emotional.
It's on my want-to-see list. Haven't seen this one. When I first saw the previews, I didn't feel very interested in it. And then, like, I saw the previews in, I don't know, every movie I was watching. That thing seemed to be on a preview of every single movie that came out around that time. And it got me interested. I wanted to see it. Like, the more previews I saw of it, it got me hooked. But never made it out to it.
It hits a lot of emotions, and, like, I talked about it on my show, too. Not that it matters, but, like, I don't cry during movies. I've never cried because of a movie, but this one, like, got me, like, choked up. Do you guys get a ball in your throat when you're, like, about to cry? Am I making this up? Because Brian
Sean
had no idea what I was talking about.
Balls in his throat all the time.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
You're so funny. Isn't he funny?
Super funny.
Oh. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know. I haven't. Movies don't make me cry anymore. Like, I don't know if I. Since I was, I guess, graduated high school, I don't think I've seen a movie that has really brought me to want to cry or even close to tears. I think
Notebook didn't get you?
No.
Saving Private Ryan?
No.
Well, that was, you were still in high school. Never mind.
Yeah. Amazing.
Where the Red Fern Grows?
No. The last one I remember that I definitely bawled on, and this was made way before I was ever born, was, the
Wizard of Oz.
No. Oh. Old Yeller. That's what
it
was.
God.
That one.
Animals kill me.
I bawled in that one. But 50-50. So this one got you almost on the verge of tears?
Yeah, dude. I want you to watch it and tell me if you get a little choked up. I think you will. It's pretty intense. It's emotional. It's about cancer. And you'd think it'd be like, you know, pretty cliched. Like, what was that movie with Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman?
Oh,
bucket list?
Yeah, the bucket list. Like, I didn't actually see that, but I know it's super cheesy and cliched, and it's, you know, everything you don't want in a cancer movie. But this one is like, I don't know, it seems very true and emotional and nice.
Hmm.
It's good. Watch it.
Very good.
I will do it. Sean, what are we doing for your number four? Is that where we are? Four?
Yeah.
Four.
My number four is following Green Lantern, and that will be Thor.
Well, at least you picked Marvel over DC. I'll give you that.
I did. And I enjoyed Thor, but my wife loved Thor. So she was the one telling me, you better put Thor on your list. So I had to put Thor on my list. This is where it fell. I enjoyed it, though. I thought it was great. I loved the guy that casted to play Thor. So I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, it was awesome. I said awesome about every movie, so I'm going to keep saying it.
It's good.
I really wanted to see it. I didn't get a chance to.
This one I was nervous and very skeptical about, because I know the Thor comics have all that old English style talk.
Yeah.
And it's very weird and it seems very cheesy, and I never got into the Thor comics unless I'm reading an Avenger comic.
They hired the best director in the world to do it though. Kenneth Branagh makes all those Shakespeare movies.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Continue. Sorry, I cut you off.
No, that's fine. I'm learning stuff. Because you study it, so you're more knowledgeable, and it always gets me.
Not at all. You probably know more about movies than I do at this point. I graduated college. Immediately, everything just, like, escaped my brain. I'm just a dumb pile right now.
Just fell out?
Oh, immediately fell out.
Got the paper to prove I know it. Doesn't mean I have to know it anymore.
So true. I don't even have the paper yet, though. It's in the mail.
Oh. They didn't give that out when you...
No, didn't just hand it to me or anything. I didn't even walk for graduation.
That's crazy.
Me either.
Oh, I didn't. It took forever.
That's why I didn't.
And they gave us that the case that it goes in. But then we had, after we did the walkthrough, then we had to follow everybody over, had to go to this other place where they gave out the actual diploma. So that was
brutal. Two graduations.
Was crazy. I know. I was so ready to get out of there. Anyway, Thor. Yeah. Surprised the heck out of me. They pulled that one off, and I didn't think they would. I just wish he was in Thor mode a little bit more. Like, they started that movie off so awesome, and then, they had to set up the story and whatever, but...
Do you think the Avengers is going to be good?
I'm excited for it. I know that.
I am, too.
The only thing that bugs me about it is the three different Hulks we've gotten now. So now we're on the third Hulk.
Yeah, and the one they got to play, could they have picked a worse actor?
Mark Ruffalo.
Oh,
I think he could do it.
He doesn't bother me either, Sean. I guess I'm just partial to Eric Bana because he was the first one they had there, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. You know how much I love Eric Bana.
I do. Man crush number 15 for Sean.
No, he's like number 2.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Maybe 3, depending on how I feel about Carl Urban that day. Nobody tops Liam Neeson, John. You know that.
We should do a Man Crush episode.
We should. Everybody knows my top 3, so.
It's true. All right.
You should have Brian on to do that one. I'm sure you can make 10 dudes.
I know. I was hearing you guys talk. What was the one? The guy from. Oh, my wife loves him, too. What's his name? The one Brian was really talking about last episode. Disney movie. He was in that Disney movie that came out, the Prince of Persia.
Oh, yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal, there we go.
Oh, he loves Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
We talk all day about that.
Ugh. But he really liked him in that movie, Brokeback Mountain.
I like how you get all steamy with your tone.
Oh, he's a steaming pile of crap is what he is.
Yeah.
All right, my number 4. Is X-Men First Class, which we've already talked about. So
nice. Yeah, right. That's way up there.
It is. I really like that one.
That is a good movie. If I saw it again, maybe it would be higher on my list. I don't know. I saw it when it came out. You know, it's summer blockbuster. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Just made a mark. Go with number 3?
Yeah, number 3.
Number 3, Attack the Block. Did you guys see this one?
Never heard of this one either.
Oh, you haven't heard of this yet? You'll be all over this, both of you. I wanted to put this one higher. I almost put it at number 2. Maybe it should be at number 2. It's a British movie. It's about an alien invasion, and they're like crazy gorilla monsters. It's the best movie. You'll love it.
Attack the Block in cinemas May 11th.
It was kind of a limited release. I signed up for this weird, it's like GoFobo. Sign up for this. It's GoFobo.com. Hopefully in your area, I'm assuming in your areas you have like bigger theaters, or at least like bigger towns near you where they host screenings. And this website gives you tickets to screenings. And I got 2 tickets for this for my girlfriend and I, and we went to see it during the summer. And it's an amazing movie. And you could probably get into other movies too through it.
You just gotta sign up for GoFobo, and is it like through an email or?
You put your email in, you put your name in, and then they email you all the time. They're like, hey, we have tickets for this. You want to go? And you're just like, yeah, I'll go. And then you just show up, and it's a free movie.
Oh, very cool.
It's the best website. It's awesome. But definitely see this movie, because it's one of the best of the year, easily.
All right, their website's pretty flashy and cool, so I'm sold just looking at that.
If you guys don't like it, I will pay you $5.
Don't say that to Sean. He's not above or below lying.
Fully would lie. Yes. I'll still send him $5. It's fine. You should go out and see
it. I need it. Bring it on. I've seen it. I didn't like it.
Oh, okay. I got it.
You really have seen it? Okay.
The check's in the mail.
It's going to be Monopoly money.
Yeah.
All right. My number 3.
Yep. If it was your turn.
If it was my turn, which it's not, and I continue to forget.
Alright, y'all are gonna laugh at me, but I challenge you to see this movie because it was amazing. It really was. And that is We Bought a Zoo. I watched it Saturday. It was good. Now, I got teary-eyed in this movie, I'll tell you that. My wife cried like 15 times. I did. I got the little lump in my throat.
Is Matt Damon good?
Matt Damon's really good.
He's always good.
And yeah. Scarlett Johansson is hot.
Matt Damon just will be on my man crush list.
Just saying.
See, like, it looks good, but it's rated PG, and it's just like, I don't know if I can handle that. Like, this is another heartwarming movie. It's like War Horse. They're marketed to, like, such a small audience of, like, families. Yeah, for some reason, it just doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah, it was good. I'm just going to tell you, it was good.
I'll trust you. It's directed by Cameron Crowe, who made Almost Famous, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. So, I trust him. I like him.
It's based on a true story, so.
So was Texas Chainsaw Massacre, apparently.
Well, this thing is probably dead on, because there's not really, too much to it. So, but yeah, it's excellent. I'm serious. Take your wife to see it. If she likes animal movies, she'll love this one.
Oh, I saw it advertised, and it's one that we both wanted to see, but if there's anything action type, that'll jump right in front of it on the line. But when I saw it, I definitely put it on my list as one that I wanted to see.
My parents were like, yeah, go see it. I was like, I don't want to see this movie. And I went and watched it. I was like, wow, I'm very surprised at this. I'm just going to say that I don't think Scarlett Johansson's ever looked hotter.
Well.
Do you see those pictures on the internet? I saw those.
I haven't seen those, so maybe I should look that up.
You should be on the lookout for those. I'll just say she probably wins there.
I'm going to have to do a search. Eventually. Number 3, I have The Lincoln Lawyer.
Ooh.
Either of you seen this one?
I haven't. I heard good things.
Jennifer talked me into watching this one. I'd never heard of it, never seen a preview or anything, so I went and did it. I was like, okay, I'm just going to see a movie that, by the way, Cinema Suites, do you have any of those by you, Zach?
I do not. I don't think so, at least. I've never been to one.
Oh, the AMC, it's part of AMC, and they have three different, they got the regular AMC theaters, they have the Fork and Screen, and then they have the Cinema Suites. The Fork and Screen, they have pretty nice leather couches, or not couches, but chairs where they feed you during the movie or whatever. If you find a Cinema Suite, do it. You will never watch another movie any other way, or you will wish that you, anytime you're watching another movie a different way, you will just be thinking of how else you could be watching the movie. These chairs are ridiculous. They're huge. They're so fluffy, and they recline like all the way back. Plus, you got your food in the theater. That's where we went to see this. So I was fine with seeing some movie I'd never heard of. And I was very, very pleasantly surprised. Excellent story. Great tension. Just kept me captivated the whole way through. Intense. It was good. Not like action intense either. It was just very plot, story driven.
It's hard to go into a Matthew McConaughey movie thinking it's going to be good. But I heard good things.
Come on, man. Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Next Generation. Right?
I wish I could do a good Matthew McConaughey impersonation.
What about Reign of Fire?
I mean, I like that movie now because I play Skyrim, so it's better. It's even better.
Yeah. Sean and I watched that movie on the day the world was supposed to end.
Oh, really? Yep. That was your choice of film?
Yeah, it was on TV.
Well, we saw Jesus and we were okay about it.
We were driving around and this guy had the sign, said sorry. It was that day, was that radio preacher guy was saying the world was supposed to end?
Yeah, yeah.
In October? Was that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that when that was? I don't know when that
there
was.
There were two from last year, two proposed dates.
Yeah, it was the first big one. And, that's when we watched this movie. And right after, yeah, we took a ride and, saw a guy dressed as Jesus outside with a sign that said, sorry, I'm late. It's pretty nice. Good. You got a picture with him.
Oh, awesome. Good deal.
Yeah.
Could have been really him.
Could have.
I don't know.
I don't think Sean's convinced. He's a skeptic. Where are we at now?
Am I at number
Somebody's
two?
Number two, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this is another one that you guys have probably never heard of. And the only reason
there's
I heard
shock.
Of it, I went to, sorry, but I don't mean to bring up weird,
it's okay,
obscure
I'm just kidding.
Movies. This one's called The Artist. Have you seen anything about it?
Nothing.
Seen this movie.
This is going to be one that's hard to sell to people. It's silent. It's shot in 1.33 aspect ratio. It's basically like it came out in 1930.
Wow. So it's like that's 1.33. That's the 4x6 or 4x3.
It's like a square. It's like, watching it on a tube TV. And it's there's two moments of sound in the whole movie. I won't say when or why. It's about the silent period of film and the transition into sound, which is interesting to me because my final paper for college was on the transition of silent to sound film. So, you know, I was like, it was fresh in my mind. It's made by a French director. The two main leads are French. John Goodman is in it. He's like the main guy that you would probably recognize. But it's like, it works so well, and it's so hard to think that a silent film would work today for people, but like everyone in my theater was laughing and like enjoying every second of it. Like there was no one was fidgety or bored, it seemed. Like everyone was invested in the movie.
That's a really cool concept. It progresses on the screen as going from the silent era to the sound.
Yeah, it stars this main dude. He's like a super, super famous silent film star. You know, it starts out, he's extremely popular. And then while film transitions into the sound period, when sound is first introduced, he's skeptical of it and stays far away. And then eventually his popularity dwindles and he becomes kind of the bottom of the barrel. No one remembers him. And all these other people start gaining popularity.
Oh, very cool.
So it's about his, you know, failure basically, but it's super good. It's heartwarming. I could say that at least. It makes you feel good.
Yeah, I'd be very curious. I like to see weird things that aren't commonly seen in movies. Like, I've talked to Sean about a few. Yeah, never heard of this one. This one is an American-made movie though.
It might be a dual production. I think it might mostly be French, but okay. It has American actors like James Cromwell's in it. He's well known if you saw his face. But I guess the director and the two main stars, they're in all these French movies that kind of parody James Bond. It's like the French James Bond. I think it's like OSS 117. I've never seen those movies, but that's what it is. That's what he's known for.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You should see it. I'm serious. Like all the weird movies, you know, while they are obscure and you might have never heard of them, they're all really good.
Definitely. Okay, Sean, what you got, number two?
Bridesmaids.
What was that?
Sorry. Bridesmaids.
Bridesmaids, okay. You went robot mode there for a second, too. My number two is one I'm really excited to talk about. I don't know if either of you saw it, but that's 10-10.
Did not see it yet.
I've not seen this movie.
I remember watching 10-10, the cartoon, growing up, and never read any of the comics. But I just remembered when I saw that this was being advertised, like, oh, that's kind of will be a nostalgic thing for me, because I remember watching that as a kid. So went to the theaters. I couldn't have been more impressed with this movie. The animation is incredible. Like I went and saw it with my nephew too. He's 4 years old. And I didn't know how, like once I saw how realistic the animation looked, I didn't know if he'd be very drawn into it because it didn't look very cartoony. But he kept him entertained the whole time. And last movie I went to see with him, Arthur Christmas, he was just running around all over the place. So kept him captivated. And even for the adults, I mean, that was just, action, excellent story. It was just a lot of fun.
It wasn't too Polar Expressy with the human characters. It didn't look too super fake. Like when I saw the trailer, it like looked good in scenes, but then other times it's like, wow, those people look really crazy.
Mm-hmm. This one, I know what you're talking about with Polar Express. Something seemed unnatural with them.
Yeah,
I think this one did it a lot better. I think they don't look so awkward.
I'm interested in seeing it. I've only heard good things again about that, and I just haven't gotten around to seeing it yet.
I'd say bar none, this was this was the best animated movie that came out this year. And I have several on my list. I'm a cartoon nut fanatic also. So.
Did you see Rango?
Yeah, I did. I really enjoyed that one. That's on my honorable mentions.
What about the Romeo and Juliet? Was that this year?
Yes, but I didn't see that one.
It wasn't bad.
I have it on my Netflix queue, though. Along with 300 other things.
Well, do I go with number one now?
Yeah.
That would be correct.
Is there a drum roll?
Yeah. Put it
not
in the sound
for yours, because I'm sure I've never seen it.
Completely not true, because it's already been spoiled for everyone, because it's also John's number one, it's Drive.
Awesome.
Yeah, best movie of the year.
Definitely. All right. That's cool.
Easiest choice.
I feel bad because I haven't seen this movie.
You should.
Oh, you have to.
No, I want to. I really do want to. I will watch this.
At first, I wasn't sure. Like with the silence or whatever, the use of of just basically silence.
Slow pacing.
Yeah, I wasn't for sure at first, but then I saw what they were doing with it, and I really liked it. And I just thought that use of the silence and the use of the just gaps of nothing happening made it so much more impactful when things did happen.
Oh, so suspenseful. It adds so much to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and have you seen any of the other movies that the director had made before this?
I don't know. I may have. I usually don't. I make a mental note of directors on movies too often.
You should, like, he made this movie called Bronson, which is with Tom Hardy, who's Bane in the new Batman movie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And it's about this dude who gets sent to jail for like 30 days, but he ended up staying in jail for the next 45 years. And like, I don't know, 30 some of those years were in solitary confinement because he would just beat everyone up in jail.
Wow.
He would like kill people. And, you know, he made that movie, which was awesome. And then I just watched one. It's on Netflix if you're interested. It's called Valhalla Rising, which is a Viking movie.
Yeah, I have that one on. I think I heard either you or Aaron from Audio Rod, someone talk about that.
Mm-hmm. It's super slow. I just got around to watching it last week, and like you can see where his slow pacing comes from in Drive from this movie. And I guess he considers Valhalla Rising to be his best movie that he's made so far. It's so slow and boring, but like it's interesting. I suggest watching it. But it you could see where it comes from. In Drive, the slow pacing is great, and then those action scenes, while there are only a few of them, are like super intense.
Mm-hmm. Sean, you gotta watch it.
I will. I really will.
I'm curious to hear what your reaction was, because I think you will either love it or hate it.
A lot of people go into it thinking it's going to be a Fast and the Furious movie, and it's just the complete opposite.
Yeah, that's what I was expecting going into it, honestly. And yeah. I was very delightfully surprised. I mean, I still would have enjoyed a Fast and the Furious style movie, but I think this, like, obviously it being my number one too, set itself apart from.
Yeah, and the 80s music is awesome.
Oh yeah, that whole style. And that's another thing, the soundtrack too. They didn't use a lot of sound or music behind what was going on, just in like transition scenes. Like if someone's driving somewhere, then they have the music come in real strong.
Yeah,
like
super
that.
Interesting choices.
Yeah. Missing out, Sean. What do you have for your number one?
The Beaver, Mel Gibson.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not. I haven't actually seen this. My number one is Cowboys and Aliens.
Oh, that's right.
You know, this movie's number one mainly because I really thought this movie was going to be crap. I really did. I thought it was going to be horrible. And I watched it and I was like, wow, this movie was pretty freaking amazing. And the girl in it was hot.
She was. I think it was the combination of hot girl and cowboys that did it for you, Sean.
Yeah, and she was in something else that I watched not too long ago, and it was really good, and she was really hot.
She's in House. I don't watch House anymore.
Yeah, she was in House.
That's not what I was thinking.
She was in something else too, I can't remember.
I guarantee you've seen her in House with it being on the TV every morning in the coach's office.
Oh, no. That was the movie I was thinking. She had black hair and blue eyes in this movie.
Tron.
No, something else.
Her name's Olivia Wilde, if you're curious.
It was something.
I'm
going to
look her up.
That's her in Tron?
You better hurry because I'm already on IMDb.
Yeah, she's in Tron. She's in In Time, that Justin Timberlake joint.
I haven't seen that one.
I haven't either.
No, I saw that one. I like that one.
Was it good? The concept looked good. I was afraid that the movie would be terrible.
I like that one. I think Justin Timberlake, he's coming along nicely as an actor.
It was
That's
the change-up.
Oh, the change-up.
The change-up, yes. Not a very good movie, but she was really hot in it, so I made it okay.
As far as Cowboys and Aliens, I was kind of the opposite of you, Sean. I was so excited when I saw the previews of this in the theater, and then when I got there to watching it, I liked it, but I wasn't as happy about it. And maybe that's a thing with a lot of my choices that I have on this list, is most of the ones I picked, I went in not expecting a lot, and then getting a big reward at the end. So I think this one, it may just have been that it was the other way. I was so overly excited going into this one that I just felt like I didn't get the reward that I was expecting.
Well, I could not see, at first, I could not see Harrison Ford playing a cowboy. And I love Western movies. And True Grit would have been my number one had that not been 2010.
Yeah, True Grit was excellent, too.
But I thought this was – somehow they put aliens and cowboys together. Didn't know how it would work, but I was very impressed with it.
Zach, what are your thoughts on this particular one?
I didn't see it. I talked to some that did.
Why would you? It's made in America.
Dude, most of my movies are American. Actually, I guess I do have a couple British ones. I didn't even consider that or think of it. But I heard very negative things about it. But, I'll make up my own opinion when I get to see it.
Yeah. Okay, honorable mentions.
Who wants to start?
The Muppets.
Yes. I have three that I thought of as we were doing this show. So I'm going to tell them. Please do not laugh at me when I say this, but Crazy Stupid Love was one.
I've heard good things. I haven't seen it.
Yeah,
it was quite hilarious.
Yeah, I want to see that movie.
Unknown just because it's Liam Neeson.
Yeah, I enjoyed that one.
And then the new Mission Impossible, which I didn't like the other two, but I thought the third one was really good.
Ew.
I saw the second one of those Mission Impossibles in theaters, and I never saw the first or the third one.
But I did not like the first, did not like the second, but really enjoyed the third.
I did
you
see
mean the fourth?
Is there a fourth?
This one just came out in theaters was the fourth.
Oh, then there you go, the fourth one. I never heard of the third one.
Came about 2 years ago, I think.
Yeah, there's some hot girls in it, so it's worth seeing. Good action, really good action.
Yeah,
it was suspenseful. It was fun.
Oh, so you saw it?
I did see it. I mostly saw it for the beginning 6 minutes of Batman were played before it in IMAX.
Yeah.
So I really went to see that, and I could care less about Mission Impossible 4, but it was still a fun movie. Like, it's fun to sit down and have a suspenseful movie in front of you.
How hot was that girl in that movie?
Oh, yeah. She was super attractive. But the ending of that, it just dragged. Like, they didn't need that whole chunk at the end.
I was going to ask, so how was the first 6 minutes of Batman?
Oh, the best
It should be on your top 10 list right here.
That should be my number one, is just Bane and Batman. Oh, so good. People complain that they can't understand what he's saying. I don't know, have you guys seen the 6 minutes at all? Because there have been, like, leaked weird copies online.
No.
They're only, like, half the screen because it's on IMAX. It's the best. I can send you the video of it.
Allegedly.
Yes. I cannot even begin to see, to think of how good this Batman's going to be.
That's immediately my number one of the year, even if it's terrible. Like, it's going to be the best.
I mean, I watched Dark Knight the other day, and then I even watched the first Batman not too long ago. Those were excellent movies.
Yeah, I've been wanting to go back and watch The Dark Knight again, although the year that came out, it's unbelievable how many times I watched that movie.
If we were to go superhero movies, that's got to be number one.
Yeah.
People say he's not a superhero, though, and has no powers.
You cannot talk anymore, because he is a superhero.
No powers.
He said people. He didn't say necessarily him.
It's the best comic book movie.
Him and Iron Man both are superheroes.
Nope.
Because they have super smart intelligence. Hey, what does Batman rank? He's like number two in the DC world in intelligence.
Hey, I love Batman.
Super brain.
I love Batman, and I hate Superman. So, like, you know, he's just not a superhero.
Well, if your intelligence is that high, you've got to have super level of intelligence. Therefore, you are a superhero. Isn't he number two, like, to only Lex Luthor? And then number three is Adam or something like that? I think I'm right about that.
I don't know, Sean, but I'm about to go through my honorable mentions list.
Oh, I'm going
to
go take a nap.
Like I said, I numbered mine up to – I thought it was 25, but no, I numbered it up to 24. So starting from 24, Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Number 23, Harry Potter. Number 22, Horrible Bosses. Number 21.
Hated that. No, I loved that. Loved that.
Horrible Bosses?
Yes. Hilarious.
Number 21, Pirates of the Caribbean 4. Number 20, Paranormal Activity 3. Number 19, Battle Los Angeles. Number 18, Rango. Number 17, Immortals. Number 16, Sherlock Holmes 2. Number 15, Real Steel. Number 14, Thor. Number 13, Captain America. Number 12. Where's number 12? I might skip number 12.
Yeah.
11 is Green Hornet. Green Hornet just missed the cut. Anyway.
I haven't seen that. That looked good.
I was. Oh, Mission Impossible 4 was number 12. Green Hornet was. I went in wanting and expecting and hoping for a serious, like, dark kind of thing. And then when I saw that Seth Rogen was in it, I was down on it from the very beginning because I didn't want this happy, goofy thing. But I enjoyed it. I thought it was very funny and it was good.
I have it allegedly downloaded onto my computer ready to watch.
Well, allegedly do that soon.
I will eventually do that. I don't have many honorable mentions. I have obscure ones that you guys will trash talk me for. I have, I won't mention those, but I have the Muppets.
I'll take them.
I grew up on the Muppets.
Oh, Muppets. I really like the Muppet movie. My wife didn't get it.
And our dads.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I had a really fun time with it.
I liked it.
And then, Red State. Did you guys see that one?
No.
That was Kevin Smith's movie. It's on Netflix now. It's like a pseudo horror satire. It's a really good movie. You should see it.
I'll check that out. I like Kevin Smith.
Yeah, it's his first, like, serious movie, basically. And then two obscure ones that you guys might trash talk. One is called I Saw the Devil. It's from Korea, and it's like this crazy revenge movie where this guy's wife is killed in a terribly brutal way. So he tracks down the murderer, beats the crap out of him, leaves him on the road with money, lets him think that he's free to go. Then he tracks down the murderer again, beats the crap out of him, leaves money on him, and like makes that a routine.
Wow.
If that makes sense.
That's the I Saw the Devil one?
Yeah, I Saw the Devil. It's a crazy revenge movie.
Is that
it's
one awesome. On Netflix also?
I don't know if that one's on Netflix. Possibly.
I feel like I may have stumbled across that one and might have that in my queue right now. I might be completely wrong, but that
very
title
violent.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's good. Super violent, fun movie, though. And then now this last one that was on my honorable mentions, I saw because a friend talked to me about it. It has Kirsten Dunst in it, and she won Best Actress in the Cannes Film Festival for it. And it's called Melancholia. It came out a little bit ago. The first hour and a half was like the worst movie I've ever sat through, and then the last 40 minutes were amazing.
Melancholia?
Melancholia, yeah.
And the first of it just sucks.
Oh, it was unbearable. I was like sitting there dying the whole time. And like, I don't really understand why Kirsten Dunst won Best Actress in some film festival, but like, the basic premise is that she's like super depressed and that there's this world coming to collide with Earth. And, like, they basically show it in the beginning too. So like, a planet comes and hits Earth and everything explodes.
Is it called Nibiru? Or Nibiru?
The planet?
Yeah.
No, it's called Melancholia. It's like a completely made-up plot.
So there are people that believe that there's a another planet in our solar system called Nibiru, where an alien race lives that has infiltrated Earth. And, there's some crazy stuff. But
Are they known as Scientologists?
No, they aren't Scientologists.
Totally kidding.
They might be a step down crazy on that one.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this is based off of that, too, because, it, you know, it's about a planet that was hidden behind the sun the whole time, and it eventually crashes into Earth.
Hmm.
I'd say don't watch it. Maybe the last 40 minutes.
Okay. I'll probably end up giving that one a try.
You can. You have to let me know, because that's directed by Lars von Trier, and he's a crazy guy. He actually called himself a Nazi at the film festival and got barred from it for life.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a terrible human being. Sean just hates me because I'm bringing up weird movies that he's never heard of.
Well, I like it because I check them out. Sean is asleep.
Literally sleeping.
Sean. Sean. Okay, then.
Okay, I've been talking for like the last 5 minutes and my microphone was muted. Sorry. I've been like, dude, I'm right here. What are y'all talking about? I've been, dude, okay, so all the things I've been saying for the last 2 minutes have not been coming through.
You thought
I
we
was
just
totally
past
mouthing
you
about these movies. I had to cough right before your honorable mentions, and I didn't turn my mute back on.
It's like, wow, these guys
dang
are doing a job of ignoring me.
Yes.
I'm not getting to either of them.
I know.
Do you want to trash talk me some more?
No, I don't know what I was going to say.
Oh, brutal.
I actually talked about Sean, are you still there? And I was like, yeah, because I'm looking up to get my CHL license.
Okay. So Sean can shoot you away from his house now, apparently.
Yeah, exactly.
I look forward to being shot by you, Sean. Okay, well, I guess that pretty much wraps this up. And so, Zach, I think we'll let you go before we leave us with the boring stuff where we say, hey, email us here, call us
here.
Sure, sure. So, but definitely, thanks for coming on. And you want to let our listeners know where they can get in contact with your show and stuff like that?
It's just nicemanpodcast.com. And our Twitter is Twitter and Facebook /nicemanpodcast. It's all basic.
Good show. Check it out, listeners.
Thank you. This show's better.
No way. All right, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much. Sorry if I bored your listeners. Maybe they probably hate me. They're not going to check out my show. It's terrible.
No way. That's what our listeners are about. It's nerdy. It's finding new things to geek out about. So.
Oh, yeah. And email me at nicemanpodcast@gmail.com and tell me if you like any of these obscure movies. And you guys, too. I literally want to know if you guys like the ones I talk about.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll give it a whirl.
I know I will. Sean won't. No, he won't. He quit lying, Sean.
I know.
You have to see Attack the Block, though. See that one.
All right.
All right.
All right, Sean. They can call us at
901-466-6865. I'm on TNL.
They can email us at
TheNerdList@gmail.com.
They can find us on the internet at
www.thenerdlist.com.
You're on a roll, man.
Yes. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
And you can also find us on Facebook, of course.
Yes.
And so next week we're going to go with chain restaurants. Like we've done fast food restaurants in the past before. This time we're going with sit down, you have a waiter come to your table restaurants. But we're going to stick with chains. Nothing too obscure or anything like that. And that's it for this week, and we'll see you next time with your Top 10 List.
Thank you for joining us on The Nerd List. If you have any questions, comments, or would just like to let us know your Top 10 List, you can find us at TheNerdList.com, email us at TheNerdList@gmail.com, or find us on Facebook. Music for The Nerd List has been provided by Steven Juergen.
My number 10 is Drive.
Did I get it?
Did I get your number one? I was trying. It's not really my number 10. I was just trying to get you.
Yeah, that's my number one.
Yes! I knew it! I'm so smart. I haven't seen it, so it's not my number 10. Joking.
That's what I was saying. When you said it earlier, I said, no, you won't have my number one because I don't think you've seen it.
Yes. That is awesome. That's not really my number 10. So
that's right, because I went on and on about how good that was one episode.
Yeah,
like
you did.
The day after I saw it.
My number 10, though, seriously, is Planet
Okay, hold on. Start over. I can't cut that where you – but seriously.
All right.